Hi, guys, and welcome to the Ray of Light TV podcast, a special place that values the real you. Now, if you are new here, welcome to a platform that's interested in human health, but not in the same way as your 10th grade biology teacher. Here on this platform, we look at proper health and well-being as the key to unlocking your very best self. Every week, with the help of our unique guest, we dive a bit deeper into what it means to be a healthy and whole human. I hope you can join us, and I hope you enjoy this experience. Welcome.
Talking a lot about godly dating. For some of us who may have missed out on this conversation or may not have been there, I just want to hear what have people been saying is the hardest part about godly dating? Or what do you think is the hardest part?
So overall, because I've been looking at the questions that people have been submitting, overall, I think the big pockets are a lot of people are saying, like, how do I be content while I'm single? A lot of people are kind of worried about, like, gender roles. Like, does the man have to provide? Like, how do I submit? You know, things that are kind of more in marriage but still apply to dating. And then, like, sex is a big one. It's either, like, how do I break a soul tie from my ex? What do we do if we're dating and we love each other and we love God but we're having sex? Just things like that have to do with sex. So those are the biggest things that I would say I've been seeing.
Yeah. And so as a single woman, what would your advice be to someone who wants to be content in their singleness, but they're kind of like, God, I deserve a man. Like, and that's something I ain't even gonna hold you. That's something me and God, like, have been kind of wrestling about a little bit. I'm like, God, I deserve a man. Like, I don't want to be out here in these streets. Like, God, I've been serving you. Like, you owe me this. And I know it's not the time. Like, I know it's not the time. I know, you know, it's a whatever. But how can we practice being content even in our single season?
So, let's see. Yeah, somebody was talking about this last night at Elevate. So this is what I would say. I think the first thing is, and this is what helped me shift a lot, is to put marriage in its proper place.
Amen.
So marriage is absolutely a blessing. Marriage is absolutely amazing. Marriage is absolutely a thing of God and of the kingdom of God. But marriage is probably not going to do for you what you think it's going to do for you.
Like, marriage is not a god.
It's not. It's not going to fulfill you. In fact, when you start to see marriage as what it's intended for, which marriage is, it's another service opportunity for you. It's for you to serve more. And when you start to think about that, when you start to think about your body's not your own, your schedule's not your own, your life is not your own, and that this is for the glory of God, you not getting your way, you don't get to have a bad attitude, just all these things that are going to be called out and cause you to have to grow, and the work that's going to be there, it to me, it tempers me a little bit to be like, okay, I'm fine, you know, I'm fine. Also, I think me having my daughter and experiencing that as a mom has helped me realize, like, oh, I see what every single wife talks about when they're just like, I just want to spend an hour by myself. Not even just parents, but, like, even women who are like, I just want my husband to leave me alone for half a day, and, like, different things like that. When you begin to really share your life intimately with somebody else, you begin to understand the value of singleness. And also, even though I've never been married, I was engaged. And I have felt, I have felt what it feels like to, again, I wasn't in a marriage, but I felt what it feels like to be in this relationship and it not be healthy and not be prospering and for it to be painful in certain ways. And it, I never understood what married women would be like. I'm lonely in my marriage. And I would be like, what are you talking about? Like, you get to have sleepovers every day with your best friend. You got your man. Like, why would you be lonely? But I began to feel that. And I was just engaged. And I was like, oh, so if you don't do this right and you don't put in the work, this is terrible. Terrible. So I don't want to put down marriage. It's not a bad thing. I just want to put it in its right place.
Right.
It's awesome, but it's also work. And so that helps to temper my like, oh, I got to get married. The other big, big thing I would absolutely say, it's going to sound so cliche, but I'm not even lying, but like walking in your purpose and finding things that fulfill you is huge. Right. And so vital. A lot of people who are single with no kids have a ton of time. And so you're doing things like your podcast and other things that are just part of purpose and fulfilling you in a different way. And then the third thing I would say kind of has to go back to what I was saying before, confessional community, having that Christian friend that you could just go to and vent, be like, girl,
yes,
I know I'm supposed to be content, but like, I'm irritated right now. Like, it's my birthday. All I want to do is take a birthday trip with my husband that I don't even got right now, you know? To be able to vent, to be able to pray with that sister or that group of women, to be able, yes, to be honest and not just have to live and never speak on it, but letting it be out, letting people pray with you and walk with you through it. I think those are the biggest things.
Yeah. And I think another thing, because I was looking at a video on your page before we came on here, and you had actually did maybe a teaching a while ago on Philippians, mm-hmm, being content in the single season. And something you, yeah, said that really stuck out to me was, imagine 10 years ago, if God had given you like the man you thought you wanted 10 years ago,
listen,
or if he had,
yes,
given you the things you wanted 10 years ago. And it's like, even now, we think that we got it all together. We think that we ready. We think whatever, yep, whatever. But God knows. God really knows. And so I feel like being content in your single season is just another opportunity to say, God, I trust you with everything about me. You know everything about me, even the stuff I don't know. And so it's just saying, right now, if you have me single, it's for a purpose. Just like you said, it's for a purpose, mm-hmm, for the kingdom. It's for a purpose for your glory. I'm going to be cool with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so thankful that the Lord broke off my engagement. I'm so thankful. Yeah. And that's no shade to the person I was engaged to. It's just the same with me. I'm sure that they may feel the same, because it just wasn't supposed to be on both of our parts. It wasn't supposed to be, and the Lord knew that. He's so wise. Like, mm-hmm, he is so wise. And to just trust him is key to just every season of life.
Yes. Amen. All right. As we close off, I wanted to do a couple of rapid fire questions just to get, okay, to know you a little bit better.
Okay.
All right. Well, who is your favorite Christian artist right now?
Oh, Caleb Gordon. Love him.
Yes.
Love him. Mm-hmm.
Favorite gospel song right now?
Oh, that's hard. I don't know why gospel has not been in my repertoire right lately. But if this is a gospel song, it's an old one, but it's Alabaster, okay, Box by CC Winans.
Okay.
That's the one for me.
Favorite thing about Elevate?
Favorite thing about Elevate is I feel like people can just be themselves and be free. Like, mm-hmm, can just be honest, be happy, be young. So and we all really want God. So I love that.
Okay. Favorite thing about your friends or friend group, friendships?
I feel like I like that a lot of my friends have the same interests as me. Like, we like to go out, have fun, dress up, be cute. I really do like that.
Yes. Okay. Favorite thing about your church?
Oh, favorite thing about my church is my pastor is my dad. I love him so much.
Okay. Morning or night prayer?
Morning. I'm done at night. After 5 p.m., I'm done.
Favorite attribute of the Holy Ghost?
Oh, illuminator. Like, he illuminates scripture and makes it real. It's so, like, mind-blowing to me, because I've been around scripture my whole life, but I'll read a verse and be like, what? I've never seen that before.
Man, I'm telling you, a Bible study with the Holy Ghost is just like, yeah. Dream vacation destination.
Oh, okay. I don't care the destination, but listen, a big yacht, huge yacht,
huge.
2 weeks, yes, with like 15 of my friends and family, maybe 20, and the staff and all that.
All right. Dream marriage destination. Or would it be the same?
Marriage, honeymoon?
Like, no, dream marriage. Like,
oh,
to
getting
get married.
Oh, girl. Maybe Turks and Caicos.
Ooh, okay. Favorite color?
Pink.
Favorite quality about yourself?
Oh my goodness, so many things. No, I'm just playing. I, in general, think really, I don't know if this is lame, but I think I'm pretty and I really like that about myself.
Okay. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Oh, 40? That's wild. I see myself preaching, teaching the word on a platform, like hopefully to a lot of women. I see myself with two more kids, hopefully two sons, married, and living in a house that is a new build, and being able to have like time and financial freedom.
Favorite way to share the gospel or share Christ?
I have the gift of teaching, so I love to teach. I love to
Yes.
teach.
Okay. Top shows that you're watching right now or books you're reading?
Oh, so I've been watching the show called Physical 100.
Is it good?
I love it. I love
Okay.
it. I used to be a college athlete, so I love like competition shows and stuff like that. So that's been cool.
Okay, and favorite food? That's the last question.
I'm not the biggest food person. I'm
Oh,
vegan. Yeah,
wow. How long have
no.
you been vegan?
I'm not that long. Maybe since November.
Ew.
Yes, girl. And this is my second step of being vegan. The Lord was like, "You need to get back on that veganism."
Amen.
I was like, "Okay, God." So favorite food, I'm like not the biggest foodie. Grapes. I eat grapes every single night.
Yes, grapes are the
Yeah.
best. All
Yeah.
right. Well, thank you, Taylor, so much for talking with us today. We hope to have you on again. This was amazing. And just thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you for having me. I feel
Yes.
honored.
Yes. If you could pray us out, that would be great. Or leave us with any words that you want to share, or leave us with words and pray us out. You can do both.
Absolutely. I just want to encourage anyone who's listening to trust God and to like read your word. That's been the thing. Like, eat the Bible, like, read entire books of the Bible, like, read your word thoroughly, deeply, often, meditate
Amen.
on scripture.
Amen.
Dear Lord, I thank you so much for just your goodness, God. I thank you
You're so
for your
good.
provision. I thank you for the strength that you bring, Lord God. I thank you that those of us who run into you, we are safe, Lord. We're safe in you.
Hallelujah.
So I pray, Father God, that you continue to keep us and love on us and help us see you in a new way. I pray that purpose, Lord God, will permeate through every single person who's listening to this, Lord God, that they will have a new excitement about the things that you've called them to, the good works that you have planned out for them. Even before they were born, Lord God, I pray that you would empower and you would strengthen everyone under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, thank you, Taylor. All
Thank you.
right, have a nice rest of your day, girly.
You too. Bye.